All right, back on the Fan. Beningo and Roberts here. We're live, living color from Philadelphia as we get ready for the 120th meeting of Army Navy. And, you know, the biggest name in the history of Army Navy has to be the gentleman that I'm going to be talking to right now, and that is the legendary, one of the great quarterbacks in the history of pro football, college football, Heisman Trophy winner. We go all the way down the line with this guy, two-time Super Bowl winner, the whole deal. The great Roger Staubach. Roger, how are you?
Oh, it's great.
The pleasure's all mine. Also, let me also point out Super Bowl MVP as well. I forget that from the 1971 game, actually, January 72. How are you, Roger?
I'm fine. I just I get very nervous before the Army-Navy game. And when I played in my first Army-Navy game in 1962, I was the most nervous I've ever been before any game I've ever played.
Even the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Miami game against Dallas when we played in the Super Bowl, that would be second. But I was more nervous. I didn't sleep at all that night. And of course, you can still get up with your adrenaline and you get tired afterwards. But it was 1962. President Kennedy was here, and it was a great win for us too. So we had a good Army Navy game, and I don't like to overdo it, but I threw for two and ran for two. So I was the most excited I've ever been after a football game.
And I'll tell you, that's the first Army-Navy I remember. That era, growing up, 9-10-year-old kid, and, you know, you and Raleigh Stitchway, who was the Army quarterback. And you had some great battles. You really did.
Yeah, that 62 game, Raleigh was moved to the quarterback. So in 63, we were
– your Heisman Trophy year.
We had a great year. We beat Notre Dame and Michigan, and the Army-Navy game was one heck of a game. It was 21-7. And Raleigh brought him back to 21-15, and they went down inside of our 5-yard line when the game ended. So that was a really – we won 21-15, but Raleigh Stitchway was fantastic in that game.
Yeah, and no, he was great. Yeah.
I still talk to him.
Do you?
Yeah. You don't like Army on game day, but there's a great rapport, though, amongst the service academies when we're not playing each other, that we're pulling for each other. And so I've actually, you know, Raleigh and I have been friends for a long time. But game day, when you play, if you're 0-9 and you beat Army, you've had a successful season. So
that's right.
but it's a healthy competitiveness when you play against the service academies, because you know what they're going to go through and what, you know, their future. And so I've got a lot of great friends that are West Point. We had a lot of West Pointers work for with me at my real estate firm too.
Yeah, again, talking to the legendary Roger Staubach. Navy had the big winning streak. What was it, 15 years in a row, whatever you want?
14, yeah.
14. Now it's kind of gone the other way. Not 14, but three for them. You guys are the favorite tomorrow. I think 11.5-point favorite. Yeah. How about ending that streak that they have right now?
Well, that's the of course, Navy wants to end the 3 years. We had a 5-year one time, and we lost to Raleigh that my first class year, senior year.
Right, right.
But the 14-year was really, I guess, the longest. And then Army has really turned it around. So we want to try to end it and get it back to where it's reasonable. And so 3 years is long enough. So we're ready to beat them tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you've had the better year. We know that. There's no doubt about that. So. Yeah.
But that's the, you know,
you throw it out.
That you can throw it out. Yeah, you got to go out there, and the Army Navy game, it's something special, and anything can happen. Yeah.
Now, when I think, and again, we're talking to the great Roger Staubach. When I think of the great quarterbacks of all time, I think of you, and you're in it. Now they're going to do this top 100 thing with the quarterbacks. If you're not in that top 10 of the all time great quarterbacks, there should be an investigation. Let me say that it's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
I always say this. Johnny Unitas perfected – I'm going to put it this way. Johnny Unitas invented the two-minute drill. Roger Staubach perfected the two-minute drill.
Well, I was a big Unitas fan, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure. What made you so good? I can't remember how many times I saw you bring the Cowboys back to win a game late. What made you so good in those moments, Roger?
Well, the thing that that really was part of my life was as a quarterback – I had tremendous confidence, and I, you know, didn't ever quit and was competitive. But you have to transfer that feeling, that confidence to your teammates, because you can't do it by yourself. And I just believe every time we were we never quit, and we had a lot of games we did come back in, and some we didn't quite make it, but you have to get everybody playing together. You know, you have the right people in the right places, but you got to play together, and that's how you pull games out. And you know, I had confidence in myself, but I couldn't do it football. So you got to really transfer that, and I think my teammates did believe in. You know, I used to work out with them all the time and do things together, and just you know, be. You just got to get your teammates behind you. It's critical to be successful as a quarterback. You can't do it without having your teammates, the team behind you, and I thought we did on most of my career. I felt real confident that the players believed in me.
You know, you won two Super Bowls. You came very close to winning four. I mean, you lost two.
The Steelers, yes.
Yeah, two really tough losses to the Steelers. We talked about last time I talked to you. When Jackie Smith catches that ball in the end zone in the second win against Pittsburgh, maybe you win that game. But how about that? I mean, how about, you know, you played in those Super Bowls, actually five of them. I guess Tom Landry said that maybe the one thing he regrets more than anything else is not starting you in the Super Bowl against the Colts. How about that?
Well, that was my second year, so that I would have liked to have done that. But you know, Craig Morton was a real fine quarterback, but he had some shoulder issues and everything. So that game was we didn't throw the ball a whole lot and lost, I think, 16-13. But the Steelers, when we lost 21-15 the one year, but we were a wild card team. We were just almost getting to be a new Cowboy team. And then the second time we played him, we had Dorsett and we had Tony Hill, Drew Pearson, and so it was 35-31. The Jackie Smith was that wasn't a great pass. I mean, it was a little low, and you know,
he's got to catch it, Roger. Well, come on, he's got to catch it.
He could, but he was a
Hall of Fame tight
end. He was a great player, and he came to our team that year.
Right.
It was one of the reasons we had such a great team was Jackie, but there's a lot of things happened in that game, and the Steelers were a great team. I mean, I'm a Bradshaw fan. I liked old Terry. And Lambert on defense. They were pretty good. They were very good. So we lost to a great team, but that really hurt us. I mean, that was the. I think we won more games than anybody in the 70s, but not winning more Super Bowls makes a difference.
You know, before I let you go, again, we're talking to the great legendary Roger Staubach, and this is, like I said, this is the presence of greatness when I talk to you. If there's a moment that the first moment I think of Roger Staubach, it's the Hail Mary pass to beat the Vikings in the playoffs. I think that was the first, you went to the Super Bowl that year, that was the first loss to Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Drew Pearson, late in the game. Run me through that play, Roger, if you would.
Well, we were big underdogs. We were a wild card team that year, so
Scores
14-10, and we got the ball. Wasn't much time left, and I think we ran out of timeouts. And Drew Pearson made a 4th-and-17, a phenomenal catch on the sideline to get us the first down, so we could have a chance for another play.
Right.
And so we told everybody to block and Drew go deep. And so I tried to pump to look Paul Krause off, so he didn't come over and help. So Drew was on with Nate Wright, and of course, if you're a Viking fan, you think Drew pushed off, but really,
right.
Really, the ball was a little bit short, and he caught on his hip. Drew was a fantastic football,
great
hands. So he went in, and we won 17-14. And after the game, the AP writer just said to me, he said, "What were you thinking about when you threw the ball?" And I said, "Well, I closed my eyes and said a Hail Mary." And it's the first time it was ever said in the NFL, and so we're really proud of that. Drew's got even hats, Hail Mary hats. He's got everything.
That's great.
And so that was a big win. Then we beat the Rams the next week, and they were celebrating because they didn't have to come to Minnesota, and lost. Then we lost the Steelers 21-15.
Yeah, remember it well.
But the Hail Mary was a big part of our life, though. I mean, it's that term is still used for everything, and. It really was started there, I think. I was a Catholic kid from Cincinnati, so I could have said closed my eyes and said an Our Father, but I said Hail Mary.
And it works, and it's part of the lexicon of sports now.
The AP writer took it and ran with it.
No doubt. Roger, I know you got to run.
Well, thanks.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
The great Roger Staubach.
Go Navy.
Indeed.